When do we recite Kaddish Derabbanan? I guess literally it means the rabbi's Kaddish. So if we begin with the Gemara in Sota, Daf Mem Tesam and Aleph, there the Gemara says, El Alma Amayka Mekayim, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, about what, for what reasons the world exists. And the Gemara gives two reasons. And one of them is, Ayeheshme Rabba De'agarata. It's for the Yeheshme Rabba that is recited after Klal Yisrael, or a group of people in Klal Yisrael, learn agadata, ethical teachings, non-legal teachings. Now, the Rambam writes that at the end of Sefer Ava, that whenever 10 people gather together and learn Torah Shebal Peh, even Midrashos or agadata, so then we say Kadesh Drabbanon. So it seems that it might be a little bit broader, at least according to the Rambam in Sefer Ahava, that it's not just if you learn Agadata, but even if you learn any type of Torah Shebal Peh, we recite Kaddish Derabbanan, a Kaddish, to celebrate the Torah Shebal Peh that was learned. However, the Magen Avraham and Siman Nun Dalet, Sif Katan Gimel, provides a whole bunch of other sources that seem to indicate not like that, that it's only when we recite Agadata. In fact, the custom among all of Klal Yisrael is that, let's say, when we say Kaddish Derabbanan after Ein Kelokeinu or Bamed Badlikin, we say a passage of Agadic literature. We say Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Chanina, Talmidei Chachamim, Marvim Shalom Ba'olam, that paragraph, that's an Agadic paragraph, that's a non-legal paragraph. And so it seems the custom is that we try to, even if we're learning Torah Shebal Peh, we try to learn Agadic material, again, non-legal material, Torah Shebal Peh, before we recite Kaddish. I'm wondering, why is that so? Why is it the Yeheshmei Rabba De'agadata? Why is it simply Kaddish after learning Agadata that keeps the world alive? And perhaps, if you think about it, halachic literature, that perhaps is literature that is only studied by some, by the elite, by the scholarly. And the point is that after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, when a group of people get together and learn Agadata, who learns Agadata? Anyone can study Agadata. Anyone can learn the stories, the ethical teachings. And when Klal Yisrael gathers together, and even the simple Jew learns together, and a group of Jews learn together, such that there are 10 of them, such that they can recite Kaddish afterwards, so that's something that for which the world exists. When simple Jews gather together to study Torah, it doesn't have to be rigorous halachic learning. Even simple learning, even agadic learning, that's enough to keep the world alive. And that is the basis for reciting Kaddish Derabbanan.